day when you call plays, for all intents and purposes, the guys are open, and for whatever reason, you know, drop the ball or whatever, the plays don't work, and it starts to get to be an epidemic, and you're struggling, but yet you've got things that are there to be had.
Try to just get with the guys and get them refocused. Same thing if you make a bad call. You know, you're all in this together. You get them back to the sideline. You show them the pictures. Hey, make sure you're getting to this depth. Get your head around. Turn. I try to focus on the positive with them when you get into a little bit of a slump like that, where it's, oh no, here, you know, you don't want an avalanche coming. And just get them back there and try to refocus them in and what they need to do.
Brian, when your stats are 2-for-17, you're shaky as to whether the job's going to be yours long term or not. You know, it would seem to be an obvious confidence concern with Anderson. So how do you manage Anderson's confidence through this?
Well, Derek he's been really good in terms of his preparation. He's been here the last few weeks when he's named the starter really late. And he's really prepared in terms of where he needs to go with the football. And it's something that you talk to him, just like I was talking about with the receivers or the tight ends or whoever it may be. You just get him back to refocus. And, you know, Derek, I don't think, lost any confidence in that game. I know the numbers were terrible. They really were. But he was going to the right guys. And, you know, we got to do a good job of looking it in. And there was a couple that I'm sure he wished he had back on the throws, but the routes need to improve, and the concentration on the football needs to improve too.
You know, he's had drops by receivers in the past, and he's always had a real good attitude about it, at least when he talks to us. Mm-hmm. Have you seen other quarterbacks that really bothers and, you know, kind of maybe affects the way they throw the ball and handle the game?
No, I think they, you know, all the quarterbacks I've been around, they've had different personalities, and some, when they feel like they need to get on them. Some are kind of more laid back with it. Hey, we'll get it next time. And his attitude has been positive. You know, he was really good on the sideline, encouraging the guys. And again, there's a couple throws, too, that I know he wishes he had back.
Generally speaking, you talk about why the 31-yard gain happened and, specifically what that says about what Cribbs can bring to the offense.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a play that we were practicing. We've practiced it for about 3 weeks, and we had the right look for it. It was a good situation, I felt, to go ahead and run it. And it's looked good in practice most every time, and we gave him the football. He made a good read. Joe Thomas made a good block. Muhammad made a good block. It was a perimeter run. But it was a good look for us to run it. It was well executed by the guys, and he's an explosive guy when he has the ball in his hands. And thought actually he might have even ran through that tackle. He's a strong runner, and the guy made a nice tackle on him. But it was a big play, you know, particularly on a day where we weren't converting very much throwing it. So we put it in his hands, and it was a good play for him and for us.
Stent, Brian, we're fishing for quotes to go with a Cribbs story since he's in the news today. But, you know, as much as you can say in the context of what's going on, you know, how valuable a guy is he to the football team from your perspective?
Well, Josh is a very good football player. I know he does a lot on the special teams portion of it in terms of, you know, covering kicks and returning kicks. And in offense, he's valuable too. I know his stats haven't been great, but he does everything on a daily basis, works hard, works to improve his route technique, and he just loves the game. So he's a good guy to have.
Can you take your experiences from the Patriots and the Jets when you had success against the Steelers and use that Sunday?
Well, I think you have a history of playing teams and playing coordinators, something that I think learned from Bill in terms of, you know, really being prepared. And, you know, we went back and looked at games from 07 and 08. And, you know, you take the things that you needed to do to win that particular game versus that particular opponent, and maybe some of those things are pretty similar. But you also have different players and have to adapt to the guys that you have to make sure you're giving them the best chance.
So how much carryover
can you have from those successes?
Well, I think there's certain carryover, whether it's the runs or the passes. But again, you know, how they play, you know, Joe Thomas or what they do against this particular guy in terms of coverage, it's a little bit different than if you had, you know, Leon Washington or Deion Branch or Corey Dillon when we played him in the championship game. So you always go back when you're preparing for a team and go back to history and see, okay, historically this is what they like to do. This is what they've done this year. You know, you kind of try to put them together to make sure that you're giving the guys the best preparation you can.
A little bit about Brian Rubisky's first start. Really, the ball didn't really come his way, and mm-hmm. I'm curious as to whether there were other factors involved, and besides him just not, you know, being able to get his way open.
No, he was Brian was sound. He was sound in the running game in terms of the guys. You know, we ran it 41 times that he had to block. In terms of not getting any balls, the balls that Derek was throwing in terms of the coverages that we were getting, you know, those were the way we were designed to go to. But he was good in terms of his mental aspect, not making many mental mistakes. For first time out there as a rookie, I know it was in production in the past game, he was where he needed to be. And he's a real professional, treats the job like a pro already as a young guy.
In your opinion, what's helped the run game be successful the last 2 weeks?
Well, the line, I think, has done a really good job the last 2 weeks and getting hats for hats, doing a nice job on the double teams. The backs have been reading the holes right. I mean, it's been a collective effort. I know talked about it last week. And the receivers are doing a good job on the perimeter of getting guys down, whether they're cut blocking them or stalk blocking them. And, you know, we've had some misdirection things in there as well. But it's been a pretty good effort. And it starts up front. And that's the identity that we want to have up front, is a tough physical group that can run the football. And that's the approach that we take week in and week out.
One or two reports that I read that suggested that Brady Quinn felt that he didn't have the ability to run the whole offense, or that he was somehow a little bit hamstrung in what he was able to do. And I'm just wondering, is there any truth to that whatsoever?
Nope. No. I mean, the plays that we ran, the games that he started, is, you know, they wouldn't have changed whether it was him or whether it was Derek. So, no. Nope.
You know, throughout the course of the game, mm-hmm. I mean, if he wanted to check out of one play and into another, you guys were...
Yeah, we have check with me every week. So whether they run, pass, we have them in every week. And it's just a matter of, you know, whether we get them called or whether we think that's the best thing to do. And a couple of those were, you know, we got into a throwing fest there a little bit when we were down. But no, not at all.
You need to be... more balance in the way approach plays designed to go to Massaqua and Rubisky. From the standpoint, I mean, just the knee-jerk thought was, well, the kid caught 148 yards of balls the previous week, and it looks like you're going to him a little bit too much based off of just one game.
Mm-hmm.
Was there some of that at work?
You're talking about the Buffalo game?
Yeah.
No. It's not like, you know, you sit in there and say, you know, Muhammad caught this many balls. He's played one game. You know, now he's played two. I mean, he caught a bunch of passes in one game. But, no, yeah, the two that kind of were up here, catchable balls, we were getting the right look versus him. We got double press over on him with single high. It was the read that Derek went to, and that's the position he was playing, and that's where the ball should have went. It wasn't like, let's get Muhammad the ball. If they were to play a two-shell, it would have went to a different guy.
Do you have any level of optimism or belief that Rubisky is going to be catching balls in the second half of the season?
Yeah, I'm optimistic with him, and, you know, I'm very hopeful. He could really help us, and, you know, his job, again, is to just get out there, get open, and catch the ball. And if the ball doesn't go to him this time, you know, if we get the next coverage that does, he's got to be at the right spot. So, yeah, I'm optimistic for him.
He's had a couple real tough matchups. You know, you had Jared Allen week one. And it seems like every week he's got a guy.
Yeah.
He's got another one this week. How well has he played through the first five games, and what unique challenges does Harrison pose?
Joe's played well. He's a really good football player. I think he takes pride in the guys that he sees each week, and usually it's their better pass rusher. Hasn't had a whole bunch of help over there, kind of handled them. And you know, he's a guy that really studies his opponent. He's asked a ton of questions in a meeting. He's always talking to Warhop. What's this? What's this? He can see a big picture just playing out there on the left side at the tackle spot. And Harrison's an explosive guy. You know, he's got to play with good leverage and good technique, because Harrison's a shorter guy, but he's explosive. He's strong. He's quick. And it's going to be a tough matchup for Joe. But, you know, I think he'll be up for it.
Earlier talking about the drops, that the routes and the concentration mm-hmm. both have to improve. Did you see that this week in practice? Did it look better to you?
Yeah, it looked better. And again, it's practice. So, you know, the quote that I always use is practice preparation leads to game reality. And after practice, we've been doing a ton of ball drills with them, a ton of concentration. You know, I put stuff in front of their eyes and make them concentrate on the football. And again, it's just you can't sit there and just harp on it over and over and over with these guys. And you just got to tell them, look, here's the technique. This is what you need to do. Concentrate on the football, make the catch first, and then go ahead and run. So it's just something we've been doing it every day. And we've did it before that, too. It just manifested itself in this game, unfortunately.
Do you tell, Brady Quinn, do you guys talk all the time about, keep your head in there because this can change any time? And do you still firmly believe that he has everything that it takes to be a successful quarterback in this league?
Yeah, I think, it's with all the players, Mary Kay, in terms of, talking to the guys that maybe aren't starting. All those guys that we have in that room right now, they prepare really, really well. Relationship is good. He's on top of all his things that he needs to be on top of. And if something happens where he needs to go in there, I'm confident that he can go in there and do the job that we want him to do.
And, Jamal Lewis coming off the injury and running for the 117 yards. Does that shape your whole mindset about how much you think you can use him going forward?
Well, I hope we can use him quite a bit. He was running pretty well the Buffalo game. And I know we talked last week about the hot hand and who had it. And he actually came up to me in the fourth quarter, and he said, "Hey, Daves, put it on my shoulders. Let me have the ball." And you love competitors like that because, you feel confident that a guy that's been in the league a long time that's running hard, you're going to give him the ball, and he's going to do what he says. And he was really adamant about getting the ball. And he wasn't, "Hey, I want the damn ball," or anything like that. He was, "Hey, Dave, let me get this one." And I can feel it on him. He was running hard. He was putting his shoulder down. And you really like to have players like that on your team.
Blocks most of the day?
Yeah, sometimes a little bit more than that, too. Yeah. Yeah, and we anticipated that going in. And then you go there to Buffalo, and, it is what it is in terms of the elements, and you got to deal with them. And we knew it was going to be that, and we had the approach that it really didn't matter. And we had some good schemes where we could turn a backside guy free and get a hat on a frontside guy. And we did a couple things in the game where we adjusted it and turned, Josh Cribbs just running on the arounds. I don't know if you saw those where he was coming, he was faking, and he was going like a reverse. Sometimes that two, three guys went back there with him. So I thought it was, it was a pretty good scheme, and the guys did a good job of sticking it up in there.
The challenges that Troy Polamalu makes for an offensive coordinator?
Plenty of them. He's a stud. He's, we talked about Ed Reed back there not knowing where he is sometimes, and it's the same way with Troy. He's explosive. He can tackle. He's good in the pass game. He's good in the run game. There's blitzes where you don't even know if it's a blitz or not, and he's jumping 6 feet over an offensive lineman and making a play in the backfield. You always have to know where he is, and you have to account for him. And those guys that are such good players, they're going to make some plays. So we got to do a good job of containing him outside with the receivers and making sure at the quarterback spot we know where he is.
Are there plays that you might run normally that you say, "No, he's going to blow this one up. We can't, you cross it off"? Or?
I think you do that early in the week in terms of when you're watching the guy saying, "I think it's probably going to be a bit too risky here with him." So you don't even really put him in the game plan starting out. So you have to account for him. He's one of the better players in the league right now. He's pretty dynamic.
Player of the game award. Of course, everybody saw he positioned himself in front of Owens and got the pick and all. But what about Wright's game in the context that he was player of the game?
Eric Wright? I didn't really watch the defense, to be honest with you, when I came back. I know he
defensive backs coach. That's why I'm.
I didn't study. I'd come in and watch those guys. I'm happy he had it, and I know he was playing Terrell, I guess, a little bit there, and he had it on Owens on that pick. But I'm just happy he had it. And gave us the ball back. I think it was after we threw our pick, wasn't it?
The fact that Derek didn't have a good game in the wind, and I know you weren't here in '07, but at Cincinnati he struggled there too.
Doesn't that seem surprising considering the velocity he throws with?
You know, that game, I'm not going to make an excuse for the win or not. That's our job to go out there and play in the wind. It wasn't just Derek, though. I mean, he made some very good throws in those type of conditions where, you know, we should have had him, really. So I wasn't putting that one on Eric. I know, or Derek. I knew he should have some throws that he legged back, but no, I didn't.
You allowed to tell us your official count for drop passes?
How many you guys have?
Eight or nine.
Somewhere around there.
Higher.
Yeah, too many. Too many. That's not even.
You feel comfortable throwing the Royal with his finger and so forth?
I feel comfortable throwing to all the guys. Again, you know, it's something that you just keep on working at practice. It's, you know, you've done it since you're 7, 8 years old playing football. So if the play calls to throw to him, that's where the ball is going to go.